So, guys, you're back at Sonic Blast. What are your expectations for this show?
I hope it will be good. do you have any other expectations?
Last time was fun, but yeah. This time it will be even more fun. No, actually, I have a good feeling.
It was stressy the last time, I think. Yeah. It was like we didn't have so much time. So we came like right before the show, and then it was a bit da-da-da-da, wasn't it?
We flew to Lisbon and rented a car, came here, did a show, drove back, took a flight like 6 in the morning back to Germany, some other festival. So yeah. It was a bit stressful. This time we're enjoying it much more. We're here on time and we will stay.
We were even in Porto yesterday just eating dinner, and that's like, we never do that. So that was like really nice. It was like vacation, for real.
You guys been able to go to the beach yet?
No. Yeah, we actually were at the beach in Porto yesterday, yeah. But not here. No.
Yeah, we saw the beach, and that's it. And then went to a restaurant because we were so hungry.
So I also wanted to ask you, because I think the last 15 days of August, you have a pretty packed schedule. So I wanted to ask you, how do you cope with that, and what are the main struggles of having so many shows in so little time?
I mean, for us, I don't think it's that many shows in a row. Or, I mean, usually we play even more. but yeah, it's just head on, you know. Maybe, for me as a singer, I try to plan it a bit that I'm deciding not to drink so much usually. That's my thing.
But the tour that starts next week, I think it's 10 shows in 11 days. Yeah. We actually have a day off. Usually we don't have day. We want to have shows every day.
No.
Usually we have like 11 shows in 11 days and then we go back home. Because the days off are...
Sometimes it can be
a bit boring also.
Yeah.
But for you, you can rest your voice. That's a good thing.
So yeah, that's nice. Yeah, so this tour I might drink.
What do you guys like to do in the days off between gigs?
What do we do? Usually we try to find a nice place to eat, I think. And yeah, sometimes me and the bass player goes bowling, but I beat his ass like 3 times now, so he won't do it anymore. It's like, so I don't know. Usually we don't have days off, or
yeah.
It's very rare that we have, and usually it's also much more shows, maybe 15 or 16 shows in a row. So this is kind of a luxury tour, actually. You made it sound so bad, but it's actually great.
But this, yeah, next tour, it's the first time in years that we have a day off in the middle of a tour.
Yeah.
So, yeah, ask us after the tour how it was.
So also, your band was from the 1999, and after so many years, what do you think are the main differences in the way that you approach writing music and the way that you write your lyrics or approach the creation of music?
In the early days, when we started Greenleaf, okay, first of all, Arvid wasn't, it was, it's
I
still,
joined
it's,
in 2014.
It's just me left from the start, but in the early day, it was so new for us, so we wanted to be like a 70s rock band. And we just, everything was so easy. You just wrote the riff and, oh, this is good. Is it? And I asked Frederick from Dozer to sing, and he comes in and sings. Everything was really easy. We didn't think so much. We just played and recorded albums, and we never toured. I think in like more, yeah, 10-year period, we did like 3 or 4 shows. It was just a project, a side project for me. But then when Oscar from Truck Fighters joined the band, it started to get a little bit more interesting. And then Arvid joined the band. Then it became a real band.
And Bustles.
And Sebastian, the drummer, yeah. Then it became a real band, and now it's more, we take it more seriously, try to write better songs. And of course, the more albums you release, the harder it gets, and you put more and more time into it without trying to think too much.
Yeah.
But still, I think so far it's been going pretty good. Because we just, when we start writing a new album, it might take half a year, a year before we really find, okay, here it is. Now we found the red thread. How do you say, explain that?
The red line.
The red line. Okay, here we have it. And then the songs just start coming. Because then we know, okay, the new album will be like this. So that's...
Yeah, it usually starts with that we get two songs that we really like. And then after that, you kind of recognize that, okay, it's possible to do another album again. Because if we can do two good songs again, then we can probably do a bunch of more. So that's usually how I feel. It's usually those two songs that are kind of hard to write, but after that it comes along, you know. But
and before that, we have probably had like 6, 7, 8, 9 ideas, and it's like, oh, but this feels like the last album. This feels like one of the older things. But until we find that thing that makes us like, okay, shit, this is really good. And from there, it's just the floodgates open and it just comes out, I think.
Yeah. But it's also like, yeah, it's also because of you, because you never stop writing. No. I mean, Tommy is really like a guitar or like riff machine, because as soon as we come home from tours, everybody's really tired and stuff. But you just, I mean, it takes a week and then suddenly you send me a memo again with something. It's like, you really... Yeah, exactly. And I'm like, oh, what the fuck? I just want to rest. But it's... yeah, it's a good thing, I guess.
No, of course it is.
So, yeah.
Yeah, I wanted to talk about that creative process. I know you're in a variety of projects. A bunch of you are part of the same band, Indozer. And I wanted to know, how can you differentiate when you're building a riff, how can you differentiate what goes where, what song is a part of what band, and yes.
It is, of course, they were, especially before Dozer started playing again, in Greenleaf, there were, of course, some things that reminded us a little bit, especially the guitar riff, could remind me of a Dozer riff. But when Arvid puts sort of his vocals on top of that, then it is Greenleaf. And the same thing for Dozer. When Frederick sings, it's Dozer. But for me, when I write the riff, I can feel right away that, okay, this is Greenleaf or this is Dozer. Dozer is maybe a little bit heavier, maybe... Yeah, a little bit heavier maybe, and Greenleaf is more, I don't know if I want to say 70s rock,
Greenleaf
more, but
like Greenleaf is a little bit more the fun side of you, or? That's kind of how I feel about Greenleaf. Heavy machinery. Yeah.
Greenleaf is the party, Dozer is the funeral.
Exactly, that's how I feel too. Yeah, yeah. They're also way more boring than us in every way.
Thank you.
Great. So,
yeah, but in the end, it's not so hard. I can feel that, okay, this will not fit those, or this will fit Greenleaf. And
okay. So you just feel it when you're creating it. Okay. I wanted to ask you if you have any new projects you're working on for the future. Like you said, you work a lot and you're always writing something. So if you want to share that with us.
For me, no, because I have, Greenleaf and Dozer now. So it's,
And what about you?
Yeah, I mean, Greenleaf is working on a new album, so that's what we're doing at the moment. And I also play in another group that I kind of made myself. That's called Pools, and we also have another album coming out, but I don't really know when because there's this group I started during Corona, and then all the musicians were free. So I could kind of choose the ones I wanted. But now they're not free anymore and they're working all the time. So I don't know. Maybe the album will never come out. I don't know. But it doesn't matter because it's something I do for fun.
You're still young, so yes. you have time.
Yes. Yeah, not like you.
Yeah, I'm old. I have so much time. I have to hurry up.
Okay, that's all the questions we have for today. Thank you for considering this interview, being so nice to us. And we wish you good luck for the concert today. We're going to be there watching. Thank you.
Cool. Thank you.
Thank you, guys.
Nice.
Thanks.